real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, Pastor Dave.
Hey, Kent.
It's been a while.
It has been.
I've missed you.
Yeah, there you go. Me too.
But you know, you speak my language when we're the same age. And I'm probably older, I know.
You think a little bit.
Yeah.
Like 25 years
yeah,
or so.
Yeah, at least that much. Thank you for that. But I think that we probably, guys our age,
yes.
if you will, have a problem with memory. And
yes.
the point was of this daily truth is that we do have a problem with memory. And, you know, and when things go wrong in our life, and I know with me, when things go wrong in my life, sometimes I do forget that he's right there.
Oh,
Jesus
yeah.
is right there. And God is right there. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we use him more? Why don't we talk to him more? And, you know, when you said, you know, we find our identity in Christ. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'd like to explain that a little bit for the folks. Just we find our identity in Christ. But I know that when I find my identity in Christ, there's nothing that can really shake me. I mean, mm-hmm. there's some things that can. But when I find my identity in him, I know everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's got it in control.
Yeah. I love that. Well, and for me, identity means that so many times we allow things and prestige and status and recognition and what people think of us define us.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And those things are kind of fleeting. They're really not fulfilling. They really aren't satisfying. And when we say we find our identity in Christ, it's who we are in his eyes, what Christ has done for us to save us, how valuable we are as God leads and guides us through life.
Mm-hmm.
And when push comes to shove, we have to leave all of this stuff behind through which we find oftentimes our identity. We got to leave it behind. What people think, what we have, what we've accomplished, all these different things. And people say, well, at least we have memories. So,
some of us do.
Yeah. But I mean, the only I heard my son, who my oldest son, who has a podcast as well, and he's such a smart guy, and he said the only thing I want people to remember about me is that I was a sinner saved by grace through faith yeah. in Jesus. Well, that really clarifies what our identity
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
And but boy, in this world, whew, it's how much you have, what you do, how much money you make, and all that kind of stuff. And really, from an eternal perspective and from a Christian perspective, doesn't really mean very much.
No. It's all about what's going on earth right now and how we look to others and the perceptions people have of us. And hearing what you're saying is that we're all the same, no matter what our status is, our social status,
right.
that type of thing. We're all the same. We're all sinners. And,
sinners.
You know, as Christians, we're all redeemed by him, and
Amen.
We all look forward to being with each other, you know, someday, just to gather again.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, gosh.
Kent.
Yeah.
You know, it is. And to think about having that eternal perspective and knowing what we're looking forward to is,
yes.
I mean, and you and I were talking about off the air about some individuals that don't have that.
Mm.
And folks, because we do have that in Christ Jesus, it makes our lives abundantly blessed and rich because we have this eternal perspective of where we're going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we've talked about it before, about funerals I've been to. They didn't have Christ in their life. They didn't have that. And in the funeral, it was just a very sad place to be. And there was nothing to say other than he was a nice person.
Mm.
He was a great guy.
Mm.
Made me laugh.
Well, and I think if I didn't share this before, and maybe I did, I went to one of those kind of funerals about a month ago, and it was done by a Christian pastor, right? And but there was no gospel. There was no Christ in crucified and resurrected for the forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life. There was nothing about that. It was just the kind of person that she was, what she did, what she accomplished, what kind of mother she was. And anybody who went to that service came out of there thinking, hey, if I'm a good person, I'm going to make it to heaven, right?
Exactly.
And here we are talking about Easter. And really what that does, a message like that does, is dismisses what Easter is all about. Because the tomb is empty and Christ has destroyed death, we have the promise of eternal life. And that's what life is all about. And that's where our identity is found.
Very good. And like you said in the Daily Truth, it's all about that empty tomb.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that. even though our memory may be failing, well, yours may be failing, but even though our memory may be failing, we need to always remember that.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Candace. That reminds me, Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, mm-hmm. maybe you saw that commercial where he's actually at the empty tomb, the garden tomb in Jerusalem. And in one of the commercials, I'm pretty sure he said this, he said, and he does that in that South Carolinian brogue, you know, as you see behind me is the empty tomb of Christ. And it's still empty.
Yeah, you can see that. It's still empty.
Well, and really what he's saying is you're never going to find the dead carcass of Jesus, right?
That's right.
It doesn't exist. No. So
He lives.
He lives and reigns.
Absolutely.
All eternity.
And during this Easter time, you know, this is what Christianity is all about, is just knowing that there is that empty tomb, that he has defeated death.
Yes.
And we don't have any of that to worry about.
No.
Because we can live with him.
Oh, man. Yeah. And folks, that you said it so beautifully, Kent. If you don't have, and I assume just about everybody that watches DT has a relationship with God through faith in Jesus, but if you don't, all you need to do is say, God, I'm a sinner. I know I've fallen short of your glory. I accept by the power of the Spirit, your son, Jesus, is my Savior, and I dedicate my life to him. And if you say that, if you pray that, you're in. It's pretty simple.
It sure sounds like it.
Yeah, it really is.
You struggle with it, but it's still that simple.
It's that simple.
Thank you very much. This is so much fun to get together and just laugh a little bit and talk about such an important subject, and such a subject that is wonderful because it's all about his love for us.
It is all about his love for us. And folks, may you have a blessed Easter season. I think this is probably coming out a couple days after Easter. And have a blessed Easter season. And we'll be picking up Matthew chapter, I think it's 20 or so. Yeah. I haven't done it for about 4 or 5 days. So we'll pick it up. I think we're in the story about the master who has servants working in the vineyard, and the guy at the end of the day gets the same pay as the guy at the beginning of the day, right? And he says, that's not fair. It kind of sounds like my kids growing up. Yeah. That's not fair.
Yeah, I did all this work. He did nothing.
Right. But I get the same pay. Well, we're going to make that application tomorrow, and and hopefully it'll make sense. So have a great day in Christ. Happy Easter. And we'll see you tomorrow on DT. God bless you, Kent.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.